Now we're joined by members of the IDMC Gospel and Soul Choir from London and St Albans. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary and they're here to sing some songs for Easter.
There's never been a time like this. People are struggling to hold their jobs and keep their homes, looking for the answers that will heal the hurts of modern life. Oh Lord, we're begging, please say,
you've got to know God's watching over you. It's true.
Lift your hands.
Lift your head.
Won't be long.
Won't be long.
Change is coming.
Change is coming. Don't lose your soul.
Keep your faith.
Keep your faith.
Hold God's hands.
Hold God's hands.
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged. Don't lose your soul.
Won't find the answers in material things. Oh, what men may say, they often make mistakes. You gotta find the answers within your heart. Many don't have what you have. That's got to be a start, yeah.
You've got to know God's watching over you. His hands will guide you through.
Lift your head.
Lift your head.
Won't be long.
Won't be long.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Come on now.
Don't lose your soul.
Keep your faith.
Keep your faith.
Happiness comes with wealth and fame.
Wealth and fame.
True happiness comes when you realize you're already rich. You just don't know it yet. Keep your heads.
Lift your head.
Won't be long.
Won't be long.
Change is coming.
Change is coming. Don't lose your
your faith.
Keep your faith.
Hold God's hand.
Hold God's hand.
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged. Don't lose your soul.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know watches me.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes
are on the sparrow, and I know God watches me.
Singing in our studio here in Dunstable, that's the IDMC Choir. The voices of Teresa Edwards, Wendy Wallace, Courtney Hoylett and John Fisher. He also played the keyboards and he's also their choir director, the van driver. And also I think he writes some of the songs, including that one, Don't Lose Your Song, John.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for having us.
Did you found the choir?
Yes, I did. The choir came out of one denomination, namely New Testament Church of God in South London. It was a big 79-piece choir when it first came out of lots of different churches within the New Testament movement. But over the years, numbers fell back. People couldn't commit to the concerts and the touring and what we were doing. And people from other churches heard about what we were doing and said they would love to get on board. So we opened it out to become a multi-denominational Christian gospel choir.
And we need to explain what IDMC stands for.
It now stands for Individuals Dedicated to the Ministry of Christ. But originally it was known as the Inter-District Mass choir.
Oh, I see.
The New Testament Church of God Interdistrict Mass Choir. So yeah, it was a whole, and then it changed its name quite a few times, but now we're settled with this title, Individuals Dedicated to the Ministry of Christ.
An IDMC won the Gospel Choir of the Year at the Urban Music Awards towards the end of last year.
That's right. That was an awesome experience, namely because it was a secular organisation that voted for us, and it was open to the public. So although we won awards through gospel organisation and Christian organisations, this was a secular organisation who put up a few names that they knew of. So being nominated number one was amazing. But then to be voted as winners from the general public, where their mailing list is pretty much not just primarily gospel, but Joe Public from everyday who have heard our music, you know, and like what we do.
The majority of your work is to offer praise and worship and help the worship during church services, right?
Yes, we do that to a degree in conferences and Christian events, but we tend to do that more now out in secular venues where people are really appreciating gospel music and love it for what it is. With the popularity that it has become, people are listening to it, they're enjoying the sound, they enjoy the feeling of it, the energy that it creates, and are coming out to venues, jazz clubs, concert halls, wine bars. If they hear a gospel choir there, they're coming out to hear gospel music.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're having their drinks and their alcohol while you're sort of giving them the gospel.
Well, they're having their spirits, but we're trying to give them another spirit.
What's it like then, performing in a venue like that, in a wine bar or something?
I'm Adventist, so I think Uncle Courtney and I are Adventists, so we're a bit more reserved. So for us going out to these places, obviously it's not really the norm for us, but I think it's a really good thing because the Bible does instruct us to go out into the world and teach. So for me, I've embraced it. I think Uncle Courtney, you've embraced it as well. We find joy in just being there and the atmosphere and seeing people who don't necessarily would listen to gospel music, the effects that it has on them.
But they do stop and listen. They don't just continue talking. And you're not just background for them.
No, they sing with us. They sing with us.
Oh, wow.
We're the main draw most of the time. And we were instructed by Christ himself to go out and make disciples of men. If you're going to make disciples of disciples, that doesn't really make sense, you know. But going and preaching the message to those who don't know him yet, that's what it's all about. So if we have to go to clubs, wine bars, so be it. Well, I've got no problem with that.
Wendy, your thoughts?
I think it's good to have a good variety of different places, not just singing in church. Going out, you get to see different people when you're out in wine bars and clubs. And so being able to just sing and see their reactions to that, I think it's a good thing.
We're talking to the IDMC Choir, and your second piece you're going to sing for us now. This is a bit of a gospel standard, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High.
Yeah, it's apt for the season that we're in. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, our debts to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
And you're going to ad lib a bit of this, you say, though, yeah?
Just a little touch.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
Okay.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
You came from heaven.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
It is to you
I give the glory. It is to you I give the praise. For you have done so much for me. I will magnify your name. It is to you, Holy Father. No one else but you. And I will praise your name.
I will praise.
Praise your name. And I will praise your name forevermore.
It is to you,
it is to you I give the glory. It is to you I give the praise. For you have done so much for me. I will magnify your name. It is to you, Holy Father. No one else but you. And I will praise your name.
I will praise.
Praise your name. And I will praise your name forevermore.
You came from heaven to earth, say.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Playing in our studio, the IDMC Gospel and Soul Choir, individuals dedicated to the ministry of Christ. Teresa Edwards, Wendy Wallace, Courtney Hoylett and their director, John Fisher, are here. So, guys, on this Easter day, what does the risen Christ mean to you?
For me, it just reminds me that I was once lost, but now I have a chance to make it to heaven. Without his sacrifice, I'd be lost forever. Him being risen just renews my whole being, puts a smile on my face. There probably was a time when, as a child, my mind wasn't really focused heavenward. It was focused on me and my friends around me. He didn't leave me alone for long to stay like that. People would stop and just speak with me on the street. Am I saved? Do I know who Jesus is? And I saw events happening amongst my peers, which I thought, well, that's not for me. And there must be a different way or better way to live life. As a teenager, you go to parties and you see people being inebriated and then being violently unwell afterwards, not being able to remember what they did the night before. Those sorts of things just weren't for me. I unfortunately had friends as well who became parents where maybe before they were supposed to. Again, that wasn't something I wanted to do.
So do you feel the presence of God and the peace of God in your everyday life, not just when you're singing?
That's a really good point that you just said there, not just when you're singing. In fact, a mantra I have for myself is it's about when I finish the song, that's when I have to kind of live my life. Many people see you sing and they think that you're some superhuman who has a super highway to God, and I'm just like anybody else. I do feel God's presence around me and I do feel him guiding me in the smallest things and in the greatest things.
And what about you, Teresa? Because you were brought up in the West Indies, but you moved from there to Wrexham and then came south to this area because at the time you were married to the Luton Town footballer Carlos Edwards.
I grew up in church. I was running the choir there. On Sabbath morning, I was always up doing praise time, going out, doing Bible studies, knocking on people's doors. It's always been like that. But then when we moved here, it was a totally different lifestyle. For one, I couldn't find an Adventist church in Wrexham. I didn't know about many Christian faiths there, even though I was still praying in the morning, because that's second nature to me, because I grew up doing that. I didn't have that connection. I think I kind of diverted from that because I was in that spotlight that doesn't give you the time to focus. You get into a bubble, so to speak, of the fame and everything like that. So I was quickly thrown into that scenario. And it's not until I had my second son that I had the calling to come back to church, which was 11 years on. So it was quite a while that I was out of the church for.
And you're not just coaxing the voices and blending the voices and making the best of the choir. You see them as individuals and you keep a pastoral eye on them away from the stage, away from the public singing.
It's very important, to be honest with you. As a leader, I have that pastoral role over the singers. And we have a group where we talk together online, but I will try and message them individually to find out how they're doing. All of the choir work with me. There are a few of the choir members who work for me directly as part of the administration of the choir. But I will always try and see about their welfare and if I can help in any way supporting them. Their children are like our children. They're like my nieces and nephews. A lot of the guys who have been in the choir for a while, the children have grown up with us, grown up singing the songs, wearing our t-shirts, being in our concerts. And they are like part of the administration's team, hospitality. So it's a big family. So everybody has a part to play in IDMC, and I'm really proud of that fact. We have times of testimony where we share where we are, what we've gone through at that time. And then we have a time where we pray for each other and encourage each other's hearts. And so from that, lots of the songs that I've written over many years have come from the narrative of members of the choir and what they're going through. Not necessarily me, because I may be having a good day when I'm writing that song, but my mind will cast back to one of the testimonies I heard about from the choir, that scripture that I read, and that will form the basis of what we sing.
What do you say to those people who are slightly cynical and say, how is this music and proclaiming the gospel of Christ? Even on this Easter day, there is still crime, knife crime, gang crime, car crime, drug crime. Where are we going in this world? It seems to be a more wicked and secular world.
It's a good question. It's a question that's asked many times. But the simple answer to that is that people have a choice. I never forced nobody to pick up a knife. I never forced anybody to put anything up their nose. It's a choice that a person makes. Now, I appreciate some people's circumstances cause them and push them in that direction. But the same way that it pushes them in that direction, they've got free will and they've got thought. And people are doing these things, no right from wrong. I appreciate as well the fact that there are some people who feel trapped in situations, trapped in gangs. But there are so many stories of people who have found their way out of gangs. And all people have to do is ask for help. Whether you're on drugs, if you're in prostitution, if you are carrying a knife, there are so many organizations right now who have got their doors open to help you get through what you're going through. Because I think we're in a situation where the community cares. The community is really caring and they are crying out to help individuals who need help. And it's a choice that people are making to stay under. And there's a choice that people are making at this particular time in their lives. So I'm speaking to somebody who's hearing the songs that we've sung. They're hearing that my change has come. They're hearing that I believe. They're hearing that don't lose your song. And they can make that choice, that conscious choice themselves to say, you know what? Just like someone will turn around tomorrow and say, you know what? I'm not smoking no more. That's a choice. Some people may have to go through and get the nicotine patches and stuff like that to help them wean them off of it, but it's a choice that they've made. So the same person that's picking up a knife, who's got one of these big knives in their bedrooms, can have a choice of, you know what, I need to change my life. Can somebody help me? Speak to their parents, speak to youth workers or whoever it is and help them maybe even move out of the area if they have to move out for the season. I'm sure their parents would prefer to see them live with an uncle 100 miles away more than see them walking the streets and not knowing if the next knock on the door is going to be the policeman saying, Mr. or Mrs., I'm sorry to say that your son has been found dead. So it's a choice. So people need to know that people love to point fingers to say, oh, religion, blah, blah, blah. Jesus came to give us a choice.
And if people want to find out more, have you got your own website now?
We have a website that is named is www.idmcgospel.com. We are all over social media at IDMC Gospel UK. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, your gram, my gram, you know, wherever you find, just type in IDMC Gospel UK and you'll find us right there. You can download our music, you can see what we're about, you can see our dates on our website, etc.
The tracks you've recorded are available on online then too?
They are. They're available on all the formats, from your iTunes to your Amazon to your CD Babies to your Google Play. You can find our music, and not only the current singles, but our back catalogue as well.
Thank you so much for your conversation and for your lovely, lovely music. The IDMC Choir in our studios here this Easter Sunday. Teresa Edwards, Wendy Wallace, Courtney Hoylett, and their musical director, John Fisher. The last song we're going to sing is called In Your Presence, another one that you've written, John.
Yes, sir. Simply saying, Lord, we welcome you into this house of praise. Lord, we dedicate this time to you. We dedicate our lives to you. We knock away all the boundaries as we give you praise and glory.
Fill this house as we gather.